Welcome to On the Roadcast,
snacks,
trucks,
and rock and roll.
We've got some other snacks. And
we've got Chuck
from Simple Plan with
another
us.
Another snack.
We might have to cut this one out. We have to ask Chuck later on if that's okay. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for taking your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm great. Happy to be here. Excited to play a huge concert, Gasometer in Vienna. It's sold out, so it's going to be great.
It's sold out, yeah. So the lucky ones who cop their tickets are going to be able to enjoy a great show with great support bands, as we saw on your tour posters.
Yeah, State Champs, Media Parade.
Yeah, we got some really awesome young pop punk bands are killing it every night. So the tour's been amazing.
How do you call us now? Elder Emo?
That's right.
Person.
Right.
He's very excited about the show, as I am.
I told Connie the story before, back in the day. It kind of hurts thinking about how long back that was, when I got my first money from my first job and I went to the Austrian Best Buy and I got all of these CDs, and your guys' CD was in there too.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Good times.
Good investment. I hope.
Right? Yes. I know.
I mean,
I know.
As you can see in the front of my van, I still have all the CDs. There's like, I see like a Rancid one peeking
there you
out
go.
And some Avril Lavigne and some.
You know what matters there? That we're still here, still doing it, still going to shows and still enjoying the music. And, you know, I don't think, I hear a lot of people like, I'm too old for this. Like, I don't think there's any age. Like, yeah. I think if you're still enjoying the music, doesn't matter.
That's what I think too. The only thing that's kind of shifted is the monetizing part, because as of right now, it's more the touring thing that kind of keeps the money flowing and less CDs. Because let's face it, the CD is slowly dying.
Other than me in this van that doesn't have Bluetooth or aux, No one really listens to CDs anymore.
Well, sure, bands are definitely touring a lot more, so there's a lot more shows. So I know that's. It's more difficult for the fans because there's so many bands that are coming to their town compared to before. So sometimes, even though they love a band, they got to make like a pretty tough decision. Like, oh, do I go to this one or I have to pick? I can't choose all of them. So that's why I think putting together like a really awesome package with just not just one band, but really making sure that all the support bands are really special and that all together it creates something that people look at and they go like, man, I can't miss on this one. This is one is special. Mm-hmm. It's never going to happen again, you know?
And bear in mind that tonight we have Buried Tomorrow, who are also playing in the city. It's like, wow, these are two concerts that I would want to go to the same night in one city.
I know.
There's so much touring going on. It's crazy. But kudos to everyone still buying tickets and showing up.
Yes, you got to support
for the
your
crew.
Bands.
It's good, yeah, good, for,
it's good, for, good
yeah.
for us.
That's how
good
we get paid,
guys.
Too.
Right. So you have spent the day in Vienna, I think, rolled up to the venue in the early morning, probably.
Correct.
That's how it usually goes. For the people who don't know how touring works, have you had a chance to check out the city today?
Not yet. We've been stuck here. We had so much stuff today with the just a lot of
just
stuff going
stuff.
On. But I'm planning to, when I'm done with this, try to go have some dinner somewhere in the city. Some, you know, try to have at least a little feel. Because I love.
If you need some recommendations.
Okay, all right, I'd love that.
Gotcha.
I'll take you on for that. You know, if you guys can make a suggestion, always get love to go try, you know, local restaurants and everything. That's important for me. I really hate just being stuck in the venue all day. You know, especially in such a beautiful city.
So schnitzel,
it
is.
Okay, all right, there you go.
Do you eat meat or are you
I
vegan?
Do, yeah. But not like a lot, but you know, I'm not like, I don't have any restrictions. But
well,
I try to,
okay.
Mostly pescatarian.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of my vibe.
Well, we don't have an ocean in Austria, but we do have good fish from lakes and stuff. So even if you like the fish more than or fish more than meat, we got you.
All right, cool.
Albert. What was I gonna? I was gonna say something and I totally forgot. As you can see, we're semi-professional. The concept.
All good.
Okay, so
I'm also semi-professional when it comes to being a musician. So I understand.
No, you're
no,
not. But
definitely
I remember what I wanted to say about the. About the problem with being stuck in the venue all day as a band member, as long as you don't have meet and greets all day and stuff like that, and VIP things going on, which are appreciated and it's great, but I lost my thought again.
Well, it definitely takes time away from being able to go do fun stuff and see the actual city, you know?
But at least as a band member, like, for example, me as a TM, I don't ever get to see cities. People are always like, oh, how was the city and this city? And I'm like, I bet it's great. I saw the venue.
Right.
And that's about it. So, yeah.
Well, we're in a bit of a like privileged position being in the band, although we do have a lot of stuff like soundcheck, VIP.
I was wondering if you got like guys like virtually soundcheck now that we like talking to your TM about when we're going to do this today. I know that you guys soundcheck still.
Yeah, we do. Well, for multiple reasons, but we like to soundcheck every day and we try a bunch of, we're trying to play new, more songs for the set. So we try to constantly change the set list every night. So we're trying to, we got to rehearse a few songs, but also we have this thing called the soundcheck party that we do for our fans that come and see it. So there's like I think today there was 50 fans that come and see the soundcheck and then we take photos with them and we hang out, we sign stuff.
So you guys are busy.
We can't really like cancel us out. We don't feel like sound checking today because they're all there. So obviously that's part of our day now. And then there's some press stuff and then, you know, little conversations with different people, making sure the show is right. Like we're tweaking some stuff, making, you know, so it ends up being a big part of your, of the day. But but the difference between, you know, the band member and the tour management is that you're able to like, okay, like let's say at 5 p.m., you can, you know, kind of leave for 2 or 3 hours and then come back right before your set, which is nice, gives you a chance to really experience. Because I feel like it would be such a shame if you go to all these places and you end up never seeing anything. And it's just like you've kind of wasted this these amazing opportunities, you know. So I really make an effort to go out there and, and see it. And I love to go take pictures around the city, even for our own social media and everything.
Do you still do that yourself?
Yeah, we still go and do that for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
You should. I mean, Vienna and Europe in general, that's how I feel about it, has very beautiful architecture. So you should
It's a beautiful city. I actually came here when I was 13 years old. My parents brought me on a big European trip and we spent about a week here.
Nice.
And so it's when I came back in a band, it was so cool to be able to revisit it and see it from a different perspective, different eyes. But I had like obviously been there already. So it was kind of like, oh, I can remember being on that square or like or seeing this building or whatever. So it was pretty cool to have a chance to go back.
I always try to take everyone because we tour with like international bands a lot. But every like Euro tour usually passes Vienna. So on those days, I'm always like, okay, we got to be quick because I need to take y'all to the city center.
Yeah, show us
and
something, right?
I had a Euro tour here in December with Comeback Kid and Amity Affliction and... Alpha Wolf, and then I was like, guys, whoever wants to tag along, we meet outside of the venue, and then we'll take a train, and we'll go to the Christmas market, no matter what, and everyone was like, okay,
Did they go?
And everyone, like, almost everyone came, and it was awesome.
That's awesome.
They were like,
there's
thank
lots
you.
Of bands that are not interested, though. It's funny.
I know, and fair
care.
Enough. Like, if you don't
want
to...
okay, that's
it's okay.
Thing.
Sometimes you're just tired, too. Yeah, I mean, touring is not a...
I totally get that. Yeah. I think you still have... For me, for my sake, I feel like it's worth the effort. And, like, I always sort of kick myself in the butt and say like, hey, look, like people would spend like thousands of dollars to come here on vacation and you're here and you're
basically
not
being paid for
being exactly
here,
like you're not just gonna stay in your hotel room or stay, but I get it, some people they have, you know, they need to re-energize and all that, that's totally cool, but for me I'm like, no, I gotta,
that's how you re-energize.
I would feel guilty, you know, if I didn't do it. So
we talk about the business side and about the sightseeing, but actually, on our podcast, I mean, Vicky mentioned it earlier, we also talk about like crazy shit that happens.
crazy shit.
And I know you're being put on the spot right here, but what's the craziest thing that you remember and that you are allowed to tell or that you want to tell?
That happened
on
tour?
The craziest shit that happened. Craziest, nastiest, funniest, most
best,
shocking.
Most shocking or...
Something that pops into your mind now.
I'm trying to think. Well... I don't think it will compare maybe to some of the other stories you heard. But
we've heard shit.
Right. Well, we're a bit more mild, you know, maybe compared to some other bands that you guys interviewed. But there was one time we were on tour in the UK with Bowling for Soup, which I'm sure
you have a story. We have a Bowling for Soup story. But go
ahead. So it was a big tour. We, you know, they're really big there, and we were playing really big venues, and we were somewhere, I forget what city it was, but I was in my bunk sleeping. You know, being
reasonable
person, and it was very late. And all of a sudden, I hear like the biggest, craziest noise, like, like right next to the bus. I'm like, whoa, what was that? Turns out that Bowling for Soup had convinced Jeff from our band that it would be really smart to throw this, you know, fridge out of the window from the dressing room, which was on the fifth floor of a building. So he threw it out. And yeah, woke up basically everybody around there. And then the next day, the promoter was furious. And Jeff had to pay, I think it was like £2,000 for that fridge, or £3,000.
And so, for the window? No, the window wasn't.
The window was open.
I like that you choose a story that's not about you.
Well, I mean, look, I was
throw
sleeping.
Throw some of my band members under the bus. Well, I never was involved.
I never threw a fridge out of a window. But Jeff,
not yet.
Maybe tonight it will happen. You never know.
We'll be here to watch. If we hear a loud, crazy noise,
you know what
it's
it will
you
be.
Throwing fridges. Right. Or it could be like a washing machine too, like.
Hey, it's you know what? Well, we could even go bigger, you know, washing machine. I like it.
Like a foosball table.
It was like, it was one of those, like, no, it wasn't like a full fridge. It was like one of those, like, mini, you know, okay. But still.
So you got to go for a full fridge if you want to be, there if you want to beat him.
All right. So that's a good story
that
I remember.
That's a pretty crazy story. So bowling, touring with Bowling for Soup is dangerous because Connie and I, we don't know if you know the story, but we've heard a Bowling for Soup story before.
We've
told it on the podcast before. Do you know the Mariah Carey Bowling for Soup story?
I do not.
Should we fill you in on that?
Sure, okay. I'd love to.
Long story short, Mariah Carey shit on Bowling for Soup's tour bus.
Oh, I heard about that actually.
At Vans Warped Tour. And we always talk about it because
why was Mariah Carey at Warped Tour? Are you sure it was
Warped
Tour?
That's the question.
It was, maybe yes, it was like the story goes like this.
I think it was like a radio show, like a Kiss FM or something where they play like, and there's all kinds of, because they used to do these shows with us. We used to do these things where it's like a radio thing and it's like Beyonce and Mariah Carey and like then Simple Plan and Bowling for
Maybe
Soup.
Maybe just got like carried on for so long, the story gets told.
It transformed.
And we need confirmation. Whoever knows the story and has hard facts, hit us up and let us know, because we need straight facts for this incredible story. But the important part, which is Mariah Carey pooping on Bowling for Soup's bus, seems like you heard the same story. So that seems like the truth.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a thing now.
Maybe
people
get
know
the Bowling for Soup.
I remember
guys
that I think Britney Spears came into a dressing room and she wanted like Red Bull. I'm like, hey, sure, go ahead, take whatever Red Bull we have. And she just walked out.
Did she just walk in by herself, not send someone?
I'm not sure how that happened, but I remember that we gave a bunch of Red Bull to Britney Spears. I'm like, yeah, it's okay. We're not going to use it. Go ahead.
Were you kind of starstruck because it's Britney's? I mean, you're somebody, of course, but it's.
Yeah, it's of course Britney's it's Britney's weird. Bitch. You know, it was kind of like, whoa. But I don't remember exactly. It could have been someone else, but someone of that stature, like, you know, somebody like really, really famous wanted drinks from our dressing room. We're like, yeah, sure, please. Go ahead. No problem. We're honored.
And that's while you're at it, can you please sign my butt? That's what I would say.
Yes. Well, we didn't go there.
Next time.
Yes. There's always next time.
Okay. So one more question. That we'd like to ask our guests, because obviously there was people who tour a lot, who are musicians or crew members, who are at shows on an almost daily basis. Do you personally go to shows still, just as like in your free time? And what was the last one that you actually bought a ticket for and just went to see like a band or whatever? Could be theater, could be an opera.
Mm. I do still go to shows, not as often as I did when I was 14 or 15 years old, and.
Ain't nobody good time for that now.
And luckily, you know, we have a lot of friends that like, you know, we know that we can call. So I'm trying to think of the last one I had to buy a ticket. I think like that, you know, there's only a few, there's not that many bands that I would. I'm trying to think like maybe like Paul McCartney, I would buy a ticket for that.
Mm-hmm. Hell yes.
You too, like in Vegas at the Sphere, that would be a really cool experience to try that. Although I would try to score a free ticket because it's probably expensive. And they got enough money. but I'm trying to think of the last show that I went to see. Well, when we were young in Las Vegas, we were performing, but...
Rub it in.
We were there, and I got to watch the last two big, the headliners, Green Day and Blink-182 and Blink. We share the same agency, same agent that work on things. So I got to have like a really amazing spot right... Like, you know, where the barricade is, like in front of the barricade, got to watch the whole show from there. And it was absolutely sick. It's my favorite band probably. So it's pretty special. Nice. So I didn't pay for the ticket.
It's fine.
But I watched the whole thing two nights back to back.
I love it. We saw Blink last fall, I think it was, in Vienna. And it was incredible. I love Matt Skiba. I do love you so much. But you belong to Alkaline Trio. And Tom belongs to Blink-182 in my book.
And we can enjoy both bands now because Alkaline Trio is... big touring.
I'm not even going to touch that. It's a controversial subject.
I'm sorry. It's, I love opinion.
It's okay because it's our podcast. We can say whatever the fuck. And we know how many people watch this.
But I think it's been amazing to see Blink, you know, obviously with all the original members.
Right.
And them being so like active and touring so much around the world. It's been so cool for all these people that have been waiting for so long to be able to see them. Yeah, I think they're super, like, they're like a seminal band in our scene, and they're like the band of a generation. Like, I feel like the people that are, you know, my age, a bit younger, like, they really sort of shape their teenage years and all that. So
yes,
it's quite special that they're able to see them again, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I have one more question before you start a different topic, maybe. What is the band, what is a band or which band do you enjoy a lot, which would surprise people that you actually listen to them?
Band that would surprise people.
Like a little tip, a lot of musicians surprise us
country
and
music.
The listeners because they love country music.
So Cannibal Corpse listens to country music on the bus. Mm.
Everyone basically says country music.
I appreciate the songwriting skills of country artists. I think it's pretty impressive. There's so many great writers in Nashville. So all these songs are really well built, especially lyrically. Super interesting. Not exactly my flavor.
That's okay.
No. Well, I think like sometimes people are surprised because I'll say like, oh, my favorite band is Bad Religion. Like, oh, you guys, Simple Plan likes Bad Religion. I don't think it's that weird personally. I think
no,
we come from the
all.
Same sort of, you know, same influences.
It's all a punk background.
Right. Yeah. So obviously our thing is different, but we were definitely very much influenced by them. NoFX, Lagwagon, Strung Out, like all that 10-foot pole, like all that Fat Record, Epitaph was, you know, what I really truly love when I grew up. But I'm trying to think of, I really like Slayer when I was younger. So I don't really listen to them now, but I was a big band when I grew up. Biohazard as well.
Nice.
Like the more like Gorilla Biscuit, all that kind of scene, that more hardcore.
That.
People would be like, I don't see Simple Plan enjoying that. But like, I was really into that for a while when I was younger, like Good Riddance and like you know, fast. And
you're on our side there.
Yeah.
Right. So like I still really enjoy that. Like we were just listening to like Face to Face and No Use for a Name.
I've been listening to Face to Face way too much. And then right after it, Bruce Springsteen.
There you go.
How I roll.
Well, I mean, that whole sort of like more like the harder sort of punk rock, hardcore world, like I kind of like really enjoy when I was younger. So I think it might surprise some people just because of the music that we do. So there you go.
Nice. Solid answer. I'll take that. Thank you, Connie. Now,
we'll
sorry, I interrupted you.
For that.
You had a question.
I was going to circle back to one of our favorite topics ever, which is snacks. We talked about you like liking local food wherever you go. But
I don't know if that's really local. But
well,
anyways.
It's not really. So we
local. This is local because it's
gotta
horrible.
Admit, when we started out the podcast, we would make the biggest snack platters you could. Like we don't have
enough space. And
yeah,
we don't
and
have
enough
a fridge
time
on the
and
bus.
We're sorry.
We get
this is pathetic, the
leftovers.
Is pathetic.
Thank you.
Not true. These are from Japan, and
these are homemade at least. But
okay, all right.
That's leftovers. Oh my god!
But
no,
yeah,
usually
like whatever's, you know, like the afterthought, right?
What I want to say is usually we're big on snacks, like really big. And when we go on tour, and we used to tour a lot together with a ska band from Austria, with a ska punk band. And we toured the world, and we used to go to every fucking gas station and buy the weirdest shit we could find and try it and find our favorite tour snacks in every country.
Right.
Do you have the one tour snack, the one thing that, you know, when you're at home, you're like, oh, I can't wait to go back on tour and eat that?
Well, actually, it's kind of like the opposite. Kind of like, it got a little bit ruined for me because I used to like really like, we used to have popcorn on every rider, and I like just a very simple, like healthy, you know, sea salt popcorn. Like, and now like there's always popcorn every night on the rider, and I'm like so sick of eating it. I'm like when I come home, like the last thing I want is that because I'm like it reminds me of being on tour. I would say the Japanese snacks are our favorites. Yes, you got some like the green tea Kit Kat.
Oh my god,
that's so
yummy. The way we were like kind of introduced to that was fans would bring it to us as gifts mm-hmm. when they would come to the show. And there was like strawberry Kit Kats and there was all these different flavors. And we, you know, being from Canada, North America, we'd never seen that. It didn't exist. Now it's easier to, but think about like 20 years ago, we mm-hmm. had literally never encountered that. I was like, wow, that's so good. So that was one thing. Then they had the poke.
Oh, I love those. We have those at home.
So I would say that these were, and then recently on the rider, this is not exotic at all, but the Sour Patch started to appear on our rider. And I was like, whoever is putting that on thing, we need to stop because I don't want to eat that stuff. It's terrible for you. It's always there. It's so hard to not do it.
Quick side note, that's the biggest power a tour manager has. And I tour manage sometimes too. Vicky does it way better and more than me. But you're the one who puts the rider together usually. And you are in charge of the catering rider. So whatever you want as a tour manager, you can put on there. So I'm guessing your tour manager.
We get veto though. Really likes we said no.
Sour Patch Kids.
Yes, he does. And it's a constant source of argument. Like, we don't want it. And some guys in the band, we want it. But like, I'm trying to be healthy here. Like, I don't want to eat that stuff, you know?
I mean, you're
it's too easy. It's all right there, you know?
You're a band in a size where you could actually make a rider saying, these snacks go to the band's dressing room and these snacks go to.
They better not even show up in the green room.
As a band, you don't want to.
See, we don't really do that.
You're not Mariah Carey.
We try to treat everybody the same, you know, which.
Kudos to you. That's how you're supposed to do it. And in my opinion.
Right. Very sympathetic. So the Japanese snacks.
I love Japanese snacks. It's too bad. I really didn't know about it because I have like so many Japanese snacks at home. Like all the snacks.
Her boyfriend's
I eat stuff
half
I
Japanese.
Don't even know what it is. I open it and I'm like, oh, well, it's basically chocolate stuff. Or, oh, what is,
right,
what is it?
Right.
This
yeah,
the
you never
Hawaiian
really know what
chocolates
it's gonna be.
That you brought the other day, the Hawaiian chocolates, they were so good.
They're inhaled already. That's the benefits of having a half Japanese boyfriend. You get all the Japanese.
There you go.
And we got some really good candies from Ken from the Bronx. He was on our podcast. He brought us those little, green tea
candies. I have
candies.
Those at home.
They're so good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't told I had to bring candy next time.
You're
it
fine.
Might have been
you're
a little
me.
Weird,
yes,
though,
okay,
to
Chuck.
Say, like, hey, do you want some candy?
Do you
want to
come into a van?
Let's go in the van and
free candy.
Imagine being us. We're like, we have a podcast. Do you want to be on a podcast? Yes, okay. So you have to come into our van. It has shaded tinted windows and there's snacks inside for you. How does that sound?
Could be
a little awkward.
A rape van or the bang bus or something completely different.
Or a podcast van.
Or a podcast van.
Let's keep it at the podcast van.
That's
for
what
now,
I'm saying.
You know?
No, hell no. But it's always weird when we invite people and it's like, we're doing this in our studio, which is on four wheels.
Studio. Well, good answer.
No
Japanese snacks. We'll make sure to snack some of these after the podcast. You could snack them now, but it's going to be a little ASMR.
It's going to be hard to talk. Yeah. Because they're pretty.
Yeah.
And
they're
very, very tasty, very sticky. And they're little lucky cats, like the ones that wave their arms.
All right. I'm going to have to grab a few for the.
You can grab the whole box. All right. I've got a source.
Very generous of you. Thank you so
much. You're so welcome. That's the least I can.
We also know that we're keeping you from dinner here because you guys were so busy doing promo stuff and sound check and meet and greets all day that you didn't have dinner yet.
Not yet.
So we're not going to keep you for much longer. We have one or two more questions.
One.
Oh, wow. Okay. Last one.
I mean, you can stay here
can
and
stay
talk to us.
But
we don't have anything going on.
It's your podcast. I'm just a guest, so
you're
I'm just going along.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, then
you're in control.
We asked about the snacks. We asked the craziest tour story, the last show you attended. And,
that's the question of the questions. The one very last, most important question is, because it's going to be the outro of the episode.
Mm.
And I'm going to say this every time, not only 30 seconds of the song, because otherwise they're going to delete the episodes again. Fuck you.
For the musical rights.
It's what's your favorite tour jam? You and your band's favorite tour jam, your song that you listen to together.
Gets you pumped up.
Okay, so I think it's, I think it would be recently we've been starting to play Lagwagon.
Nice.
Island of Shame.
Nice.
Island of Shame. So that's the one that we've been jamming before the shows. We love that one. It's especially Pierre and I. I think it's kind of like we go way back. That was like you know, the music we were listening to when we were like 14, 15 years old, 16. We were playing shows with them at the time with our first band called Reset. And so it brings a lot of memories. And I think just musically, it's so amazing. So we're big fans. So there you go.
This shall be the outro song.
Yes.
For the episode with Chuck from Simple Plan. Thank yes. you so much.
Don't forget your Japanese candies, the Peppa Pig cookies.
All right.
I can't believe we bought it. We really bought it. It's not left.
You paid money for that.
We paid money for it. Okay. Can't believe we bought the
Chuck's Peppa coming to our podcast. We need Peppa the Pig cookies.
Of course.
What else? Well, thank you so much. We
My
hope
pleasure.
You have a great show. We can't wait to watch you on stage.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye.